1EB and KQJO-FM. Essentials of Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kayfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wade. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you, I praise you, I give you all the glory that is due your name. Now, Father God, I ask that you will move by your spirit and move by your anointing, God. Touch, heal, deliver, and set the captive free. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, just have your way. God, we thank you. We give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to Acts, the 8th chapter and the 3rd verse. That's Acts 8 and 3. And in the King James Version, it reads as follows. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. And in the New International Version, it reads, but Saul was ravaging the church and entering house after house. He dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic on today is when havoc comes. There are times in our lives havoc will come to disrupt things in our lives. So at the end of Acts 7 chapter, Stephen was stoned to death by members of the Jewish Sanhedrin for his faith in Christ. And Saul was there giving his approval. Saul then began to wreak havoc on the church in Jerusalem, which was known the City of Peace. He was scattering the apostles and many disciples throughout Judea and Samaria. And one of those disciples named Philip went to the city of Samaria and began proclaiming Jesus as the Messiah. And he saw all kinds of miracles and the great crowds coming to faith. They was believing what he was saying about the Messiah. People of God, sometimes God will allow your place of peace, perhaps your home, on the job, a place where you feel secure and you feel comfortable, to be disrupted. We can become comfortable where we are until we hear the voice of God saying, it's time to move. It's time to come up, because you have stayed in that position, in that spiritual level, way too long. You have stayed there to the point to where you know, or that you think you know, what God is going to do, how this is going to come out, how this is going to play out, how this is going to happen. People of God, it's time to step out on faith, because God knows when it's time for you to move out of your comfort zone. But you won't move. You will not move because of fear of the unknown. You are afraid to step out on faith. So God has to send a Saul of some sort to show up. A Saul could be a sickness, a betrayal, a downsizing, intense pressure to wreak havoc on your peace. When God sends something to disrupt you, because many times we say, oh, the devil has did it again. Everything isn't the devil. God is trying to get your attention. God is trying to say, okay, look, you've been on milk long enough. It's time for you to get your attitude together. It's time for you to come up to the faith level that I need you to be at. Because the word has come forth. You have listened at the man of God. You have listened at the woman of God. You know now. It should be in your spirit. Your spirit should be built up even through the word of God and through your personal time with God to know, hey, I got to step out on faith to see where God wants me to be, to accept the assignment, accept the calling. And if you don't adhere to his calling, because most of the time we would just ignore it, because just like the Holy Spirit say, we are in fear of the unknown. And we will stay in our comfort zone. So the reason why some of you are feeling frustrated where you are is because your season is up at that place God has placed you there. Your season is up in that assignment. You can only take them so far as a spiritual level will allow you to take them. Oh, come on, here's somebody. Your frustration has caused havoc in your spirit, man. But I want you to catch this. If you is frustrated to the point to where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, it shall push you to get out of your comfort zone, not allow you to stay in there and sink and die spiritually. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. The Spirit of the Lord say he sent you there to learn things that you need to prepare you for your next assignment. He sent you to that place for you to receive an impartation, to take you out of your comfort zone, to thrust you into your destiny. Some of you was even there, to impart the anointing into someone else. But instead of you focusing on the assignment and hearing the voice of God regarding what you should do, you got comfortable and you got stagnated. And when you become stagnated, you become frustrated. My God, he never wanted you to get comfortable. No. Mm-mm. Some people grasped onto what God was doing in their lives through you, and some just refused to receive. It's not that you was not imparting into them, but they would only get a feel good, but they would not allow what you had to penetrate their spirit, to stay in there, into their spirit, to allow them to grow. Oh, come on, here's somebody. Somebody gonna catch this. Somebody gonna catch this. But the Spirit of the Lord says some just refuse to receive because they will not, they do not and will not trust God for more. Now that the assignment has been completed, you don't want to leave because all of a sudden they need you now. Compared to while you was there, you was overlooked. You was being tolerated. Oh, Mother Diobosha. Your anointing made the difference in the services. Oh, come on here, somebody. Because if you noticed, you didn't have to be pumped up and primed to praise God. Just your mere presence, huh, in the atmosphere just shifted. The minute you walked, huh, Mother Diosha, in the room, everything shifted, huh? Oh, my God, huh, Mother Diosha, your mere presence shifted the atmosphere. It was noticeable how God was moving through you. But God say, some of you has gotten comfortable. Oh, my little old shy, because of the accolades they was giving to you when you were supposed to turn it to God. Come on here, somebody. Whenever you do something for God, you little old shy, don't you take credit for it. You say, to God be the glory, because it all belongs to him. I'm just a vessel, willing and able to be used by the master. Saul is a setup for God to do something you've never seen. To push you to a new level. To push you into your God-given destiny. People of God, he already has a plan to use it to increase and to promote you. Without the trauma, there wouldn't be the transition. Oh, my God. Speak up in here, Holy Ghost. He says, without the trauma, without the havoc, without disrupting your comfort zone, thank you, Holy Ghost, there wouldn't be the transition. Hallelujah. So allow the havoc to move you. Because it's just a setup for greater. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that there is a purpose when a Saul comes our way and wreaks havoc on our peace. Father God, we thank you that you have great plans to use it to increase and to promote us. Father God, we will stay in faith and in peace, knowing that you hold us in the palms of your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I have a few announcements. I want you to meet me, those in the Mississippi area. I will be at Cornerstone Apostolic Temple with the Bishop Dalvin and Evangelist Shanita Webb are the pastors. Cornerstone Apostolic Temple, 709 Mason Street, Macomb, Mississippi. That's that Saturday, December the 10th.